listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. And you're listening to KDRT 95.7. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastor, for the whole hour. And boy, do we have a fun hour for you. In the background, you're hearing, we're opening with Khmer. Yes, Khmer is a little bit on the jazzy side, but once in a while, you have to have a little jazz. This is Niles Porter, Wolver doing his thing. Love the trumpet in this. Absolutely love it. Happy holidays to all of you. This show's gonna, I think I'll play a couple of holiday songs, a couple of Christmas songs. We're gonna play some folk music. We're going to play some new music. We're going to talk about this and that, music-wise. And you're going to be, your ears are going to be completely delighted this hour. As we fade out with this, let me just let you know that I am back in the studio. Would you believe it? I actually saw another live DJ. Sarah was sitting here, and we hadn't seen each other probably in 20 months or so. And this is my first time back in the studio in 20 months. And I'm looking at these controls, and I hope I don't completely confuse it. But you know what? I think it's sort of like riding a bike. You sort of know what you're doing. It's also the last show of the year for me. Next year, next week is Christmas Eve. And then we have New Year's Eve. And so be it. So we're going to continue with a song by Brotherly Love called Addiction. That's a local group out of... of all places, Auburn.
That I want an addiction. Maybe just to feel something else other than a sober self. I'm thinking maybe it'll feed my mind. Marked with all this wasted time I built to maze my own design, and it tears when you know it's wrong. But easiness ain't easy when it's gone. So I stare at the man I cannot see in the mirror anymore. I just want to celebrate my life. 'Cause fear and love ain't equal in this fight. My device makes me selfish with my time, and this is where I draw the line. Silver lining. A fellowship of broken men can still come back from where they've been. Hearts of those that shine out all the darkness. Well, heaven knows I needed them when addiction was my only friend, and it tears when you hide your shame. But selflessness will lead you into grace. Oh, my soul is the only celebrate my life. 'Cause fear and love ain't equal in this fight. My device makes me selfish with my time, and this is where I draw the line. So I stare for the man I want to see in the mirror, something more. I just want to celebrate my life, 'cause fear and love ain't equal in this fight. My divine selfish with my time, and this is where I draw the line. My device makes me selfish with my time, and this is where I draw the line.
Brotherly love. Addiction. Yep, they're from Auburn. They have no upcoming gigs, but they're very active usually. So I would, if you're interested in Brotherly Mud's type of genre, I would highly recommend you look them up online. Next up, we're going to play a Christmas song. It's called Sing Out Christmas Time Is Here by Ikimi. Ikimi is spelled E-K-I-M-I, and it's two fellows, Billy Larkin and Chris Dahlgren, whose talents collided in the universe in an area around Cincinnati, Ohio. They were two students there, I believe. Jeannie and I went out one night to listen to some music, and they were playing their music in this little cafe, I guess it was. And lo and behold, I thought I'd look them up. And then about 2 years ago, Billy Larkin, I contacted and asked him if they were still doing anything. And lo and behold, at that time he was teaching in Davis. But then COVID settled in and I couldn't have people in the studio. So next month, I can start doing this again. I'm going to invite him on. Chris Dahlgren, the other half of this Ikimi group, is now teaching music in Berlin. So we're going to listen to a song called Sing Out Christmas Time Is Here. Take a listen to this, all the way from the Cincinnati, Ohio part of the universe. Thank you. fade out with Sing Out. Christmas time is here. Boy, am I glad those two souls met, put out this wonderful CD, beautiful music. And now we're going to get into some of the meat of the show. Couple of the songs, the next song I'm going to play you all know, and the one after that you probably don't know. That was requested or sent to me by a listener here in Davis, California. I watched the episode of the Beatles called Get Back, and that's 6 hours of them just rolling the camera while they're sitting in the studio cranking out songs. The song I'm going to play, you could actually see Paul McCartney with John Lennon creating the song. But what's interesting, and several Beatles songs have this, that the lyrics always mean something else, correct? I mean, you take that song of theirs, Blackbird. If you don't know what that song is about, I'm not going to tell you right now. You listen to it and then Google it. Get Back was written during a hectic time in England in the 60s, and people were complaining about too many immigrants moving into England. And one of the parties their logo was, they need to get back. And so Paul and John and then the rest of the Beatles got together and wrote a song that, for me, has turned out to be one of my favorite Beatles songs. Here we go. John is introducing us.
The picker. Picks with the fingers, right? Okay.
Get Back by the Beatles. And now you know the rest of the story. One of the best lines that was while they were working on the lyrics of that song, was, I think it was George asked John or Paul, are we sure, the line goes, get back to Tucson, Arizona, I think. And George says, are we sure Tucson is in Arizona? Great line. Okay, so a listener that has turned out to be a friend of mine, although I don't think we've really met, but online anyway, he sent me a note a year or two or three ago about listening lyrics, that he was listening to it. Turns out he's also in photography, so we're both on Instagram. And we send a few notes back and forth to each other, you know, maybe once every 2 or 3 months, I don't know. But anyways, he said, I think you're going to like this song, Peter. His name is Will, by the way. So Will sent me this song, and it's called Tom Paine's Bones. Now, I know the name Tom Paine's. I think probably in high school or some other time you learned about Tom Paine's. And it's a very complicated, controversial character back then, maybe still is. So if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about Tom Paine, or you think you sort of remember, but you don't, look him up. Wikipedia is full of stuff about him. He did die, and someone wrote after his death that Thomas Paine had passed the legendary limit of his life. His character was blackened. Can you believe this? He was the victim of the people, but his convictions remained unshaken. He was a soldier in the Army of Freedom and tried to enlighten and civilize those who were impatiently waiting for his death. Even those people who loved their enemies hated him, their friend in the whole world with all their hearts. On the 8th of June in 1809, he died. Death was his only friend. At his funeral, no pomp, no pageantry, no civic procession, no military display, in a carriage, in a woman and her son who lived on the bounty of the dead, on horseback, a Quaker. He wasn't allowed to be buried in the Quaker cemetery because of his will, but he was buried with just two or three people there on his property under a walnut tree. So that's the introduction to the next song. It's by The Trials of Cato, and it's called Tom Paine's Bones. So the song sings about dancing on his bones, but here's the irony. There are no bones. He was buried, and then a friend of his, 15 years later, from England, visited America. He dug up Tom Paine's bones, put him in a box, and took him back to England, where he was going to properly bury them and have a statue made. Well, you know, life took over for this guy, I guess, because he kept putting it off. It's sort of like if Jeannie asked me to do something, I'll say, you know, that's a good summer project. And if it's in the winter, and if it's in the summer, that's a good winter project. That's sort of how he looked at this. Tom Bones remained with the guy for another, I think, 20 years until this guy died. And then the bones weren't found. And then finally, a little bit later, someone said, wait a minute, he had Tom Paine's bones. So they couldn't find him. So there are no Tom Paine bones. But listen to this song. These people are singing the joy of Tom Paine's. Here we go. Tom Paine's Bones.
I bumped straight into old Tom Paine as we're running on the road he went. He said, I can't stop right now, child. The King George is after me. He'll hang a rope around my throat and hang me on the Liberty Tree. But I I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Well, I only talked about freedom and justice for everyone. But ever since the first word I spoke, I've been looking down the barrel of a gun. And they said I preached revolution. Let me say in my defense that all I did wherever I went was to talk a lot of common sense. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Tom Paine, he ran so fast, let me stand and still. And then there was a piece of paper in my hand, standing at the top of the hill, and it said, this is the age of reason, and these are the rights of man. I kick off religion and monarchy, it was written there in Tom Paine's plan. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones.
Well, old Tom Paine, dead he lies. Nobody laughs and nobody cries. Where he's gone or how he fares, nobody knows and nobody cares. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones.
Tom Paine's bones. The Trials of Cato. Wonderful little, I guess you might even say a ditty, huh? We're going to play a couple of more songs within the same genre, I think, and also another one about broken bones. But before I do that, I want to tell you, you're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. You're listening to Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Peter Pastore. And yes, I am live back in the studio for the first time in 20 months. And I'm looking at this control board and I'm thinking, my God, I hope I don't mess up because it's been a while. But everything's working out okay. Next up, a song that is sort of in the same genre as Tom Paine's Bones. This one is Fotheringay by Fairport Convention.
How often she has gazed from castle windows all and watched the daylight passing within her captive wall. With no one to heed her call. The evening hour is fading within the dwindling sun, and in a lonely moment those embers will be gone, and the last of all the young birds flow. Thank you. days of precious freedom forfeited long before, to live such fruitless years behind a guarded door. But those days will last no this hour, she will be far away, much farther than these islands or the lonely fathering bay.
Fairport Convention. You know what? In the 60s, that song helped radicalize me. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not this song. The song coming up, Outside of a Small Circle of Friends, Phil Oakes. That song, the one coming up, helped radicalize me. It was in the 60s. All sorts of stuff was going on back then. And what else can you do but protest, right? Well, Phil Oakes, who was probably not well-liked at all by the local or national authorities, especially the political side of things, but he had a message, and this is one of his more lighthearted messages, but if you listen to the lyrics, and by the way, it is listening lyrics you're listening to, you'll get an idea of what Outside of a Small Circle of Friends. This is from his album, Pleasures of the Harbor.
Oh, look outside the window. There's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars have piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't
idea outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer, but a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why, but demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high, and I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. To the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain, but Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game, and I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
Outside of a small circle of friends, Phil Oakes. He ended up dying tragically after a very short-lived life. Columbus, Ohio boy, I believe he was. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. We just finished our fundraising drive last week, and I want to thank all of you who supported the show, either via your funds or just by listening and talking about us, because we reached our goal. We actually surpassed it a little, I believe, so that was good. So thank you all for doing that. It's much appreciated. As I've said many times, we've got 30-some volunteers here that work on being producers and DJs. We've got two or three staff members that help keep us on the air electronically and through the air and on the World Wide Web, right at kdrt.org. So you can listen to us anywhere, wherever you go. We're going to continue with some more music here. Before I do that, I think I've already said this is the last show of the year for Listening Lyrics. Next month, I think by the 21st or whatever, I forget, I can start getting guests back in the studio, and I'm starting to line them up. So there's a song about that, Line Them Up. I think I should play that next year. Broken Bones is next. That's the name of the song. I love this. It's by The Portion from their Wicked and Weak album. Check this out. Love the piano in this. Restore me.
Take these broken bones and make them whole.
Well, I did think of Thomas Paine during that song, Take These Broken Bones and Make Them Whole. Hey, you guys into live music, into local music? There's a guy bouncing around here. I've had him in the studio a couple of times, Didar Singh. And I've told him this more than once. He sounds a lot, and some of his music has reflections of George Harrison. And he's going to be playing at the Kava Bar here in downtown Davis on Tuesday between 8 and 10. And if I feel up to it, and the reason I say that is because I get a shingle shot in the morning of that day, and I don't know how I'll feel. But if I'm up to it, I'm going to go and try to at least listen to a set or two of his, because it's always worthwhile. And he's got a brand new song out called Don't Mean Much. Check this one out.
I don't need much of this vicious can, and I can't touch, can't win the genius grant. Remember just what a help you are. It's not such a stretch thus far. And I don't mean much, that much is true. And I can't touch the good you do. And I don't mean much, and not for long. Not half as much when I've come and gone. Critic's voice, and I can't touch
can't get near a droid. Remember just the far-fetched sight, fallen scales and such, and we see the light. And I don't mean much, that much is true, and I can't touch the good you do. I don't mean much, not for long, not half as much when I've come and gone. Helps to touch the thing you feel. Remember just what a fool I am, and do as much as a woman can. I don't mean much, that much is true, but I can't touch.
Well, now, that was Didar Singh. I forgot to turn the mic on, so sorry about that. Singing I Don't Mean Much, and that song was just full of, what can I say, honesty, humbleness, and love. What more do you want out of a song? And again, I'll remind you, if you're in Davis or the surrounding area, come on down to the Kava Bar, the Root of Happiness, right here in Davis, California, right next to, I believe it's Watermelon Music. You can get yourself a record while you're there. All righty, we're going to go on. What are we going to go on with? You know, we talked about Thomas Paine, and he lived right during the beginning of the country. So all of the founding fathers, including George Washington, was aware of this guy, and he knew all of them probably personally. Not that they got along, but he knew them. So it kind of perked my interest. I wanted to play at least a couple of Christmas or holiday songs, and I thought, okay, so what did they sing, you know, back then? What did they do? I mean, now we're flooded with it. Wherever we go, we hear a holiday tune. Doesn't matter if you're at home, in the car, shopping, whatever, you hear it. So I found a song that this was popular back then. You got the family together, and then you told the kids, okay, you're going to have to sing a song after dinner. So they had to practice. So I'm going to play a Christmas song that the kids sang back then. It's only a minute, a little over a minute long, and it's called There Was a Pig. It's just the crudest, darnest thing. Take a listen.
There was a pig went out to dig on Christmas Day in the morning. Christmas Day there was a cow went out to plow on Christmas Day in the morning.
There was a sparrow and went to harrow Christmas Day.
Christmas Day there was a sparrow went out to harrow on Christmas Day in the morning.
There was a crow went out to sow Christmas Day.
Christmas Day there was a crow went out to sow on Christmas Day in the morning.
The Christmas Revels singing There Was a Pig. Oh, you can just imagine what was going on in wherever they lived, in a little hut or a log cabin or whatever they put together. And maybe the grandparents weren't around. I don't know if they lived that long. But if they were, they'd have a tear in their eyes. And the parents, if they were both still alive, they'd be sitting there proud as punch. And the kids just loving performing. So that was a nice little, what would you call that, a throwback? Yeah, a throwback. Alrighty, I'm going to play another Christmas song before we come to the last song of this hour. But before we do that, we're going to play a song that, you know, I didn't think it was a Christmas song, but after I selected, I'm going to play this song is it is a Christmas song because the song is Smile. And the reason I picked it is because I'm sitting here in the studio with a huge smile on my face because I'm back. Yes, back live instead of recording it with GarageBand and computers and all of this stuff. So this is fun. Also, the time of year makes you smile. And we're going to do a version. This one is by Herb Alpert. And the song Smile, you probably recognize it, was written by none other than a comedian, a movie star comedian back in the 20s and 30s, Charlie Chaplin. Most of you have heard of him. And Herb Alpert, who's playing the song, recorded most of his music in the studio that Charlie Chaplin built way back then. So let's take a listen to Smile, Herb Alpert, and yes, put a smile on your face.
Thank you.
Smile, written by Charlie Chaplin, performed by Herb Alpert, from his album Catch the Wind. Again, you're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. I want to thank you all for listening. For listening not only to my show and to me, I tend to talk a little bit too much now and then. But anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting KDRT. We're going to go out with an optimistic song. And again, we're going to throw back a little bit to Thomas Paine. He was a controversial figure. This guy here became famous through singing this song at Woodstock, at the Woodstock Festival. And yes, he was somewhat of a protester also. Let's go out with Here Comes the Sun, a Beatles song performed by Ritchie Havens, and this one was recorded live at the Cellar Door. Thank you all again for listening. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year.